You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I'm not a big fan of country music, but I think I could write a country music song called The Chiefs Hate It When I'm Happy. That feels like something that would work just fine.
Yeah. Garth Brooks, of course.
Twang, 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 twang.
With Joshua Briscoe.
She broke my heart once again. I should have known she would trade another man. Oh, I don't want to get too sappy. With my heart on my sleeve, the Chiefs hate it when I'm happy. Twang, 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 twang.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Now, Beards, who is this in honor of right now?
Well, originally this had been planned for the game that we were supposed to talk about last hour, but
right.
Didn't. However, if you heard the Sports Center update,
whoa, Raiders!
From Adam Schefter, this broke a little bit ago. We were talking to Tom about death. Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown filed a new grievance against the NFL in an attempt to be able to wear the helmet he wants, per source. Listen, man. This is a lot. This is a lot. Again. From Ian Rappaport. He's filing another grievance against the NFL, arguing that he should be afforded the same right provided to other NFL players to have a one-year grace period to phase out his helmet in the 2019 season. He claims the NFL is arbitrarily applying rules. The expectation this will be heard by an arbitrator on an expedited business basis. Listen, I guess that's reasonable.
Wasn't he given the same grace period?
Well, I thought he was.
I thought the NFL gave everybody last year as their grace period.
You're right, and it sounds like maybe Brady and or Aaron Rodgers have gotten an additional grace period.
No, because Brady's come out recently and said he's changed helmets, and he's not a fan of it, but he's got it.
I'm not sure. It says other players have been afforded a one-year grace period.
Meaning the league.
And if that's the case, if there are some players that are getting an additional grace period, then he probably should. But I can't believe we're doing this. Still. He's
really?
Been looking on... Yeah. 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 Because he's been on Twitter... In quotation marks.
Oh, that's true. Didn't they find a new one?
It was not approved.
Okay, never mind then.
It was tested and not approved. And I imagine that if the one he's worn his entire career was retested, it would also probably not be approved. And listen, the things that people have said recently about Antonio Brown, like the fact that he was like a small school guy, didn't get a lot of pub, and worked really hard and always went hard in practice and everything. That all can be in one corner of this entire conversation. But at what point do you just go, all right, I'll change helmets? Because I imagine, I believe that he's a hard worker, and I imagine that the sightline thing like is going to take some getting used to. But man, there are a lot of helmet options and a lot of face mask options. And on some level, at some point, you just gotta wear one of the options that they've given you, right?
There is another corner. He's a crazy person.
I mean, he could be a hardworking crazy person.
They exist.
We do.
I was going to use the example of Dennis Rodman, but sure, we can compare you to Dennis Rodman. That works.
I would like that.
Bleach your hair too.
That one's done already, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one step in. It's not green
you
yet.
You got the tattoo.
I have a single tattoo.
Now
I need
you,
the big
need
nose
like
the, ring, right?
No,
the
lip
bull
ring.
Basically.
Lip ring.
Oh, it's in the middle of his lip, isn't
yeah.
it? I don't love that. I don't love that choice.
Well, do you want to be Rodman?
Yeah. I guess I'll go get a big lip ring in the middle of my lip. I want to be Rodman. I just feel like in so many cases, I feel like it's a part of my job to be the guy that says like, hey, maybe you should look at this in a different way and see where the famous athlete actually has a point. But this is wild, man. Like, this is crazy. It's been going on for so long. And the grievances that have come and gone that he's applied and then lost, he's going to do it again. Could you not apply for, like, the same face mask with some adjustments? Or essentially the same face mask? To get a custom one? Anything? Like, if we're talking about your the health of your brain. Like, we're talking about your head. I don't know, man.
I'm going to go check out Raiders Reddit.
Oh. Oakland Raiders Reddit has to be... There's got to be a... I mean, that broke about 30 minutes ago. So if there's a little impromptu a cappella sad Raiders fans... You know what, Beards?
There's just a link to the Twitter, to the Adam Schefter tweet, and he just says, "Will it ever end?"
How many comments does that post have?
26.
That's not that many. If you want to read a couple of those, and then I can talk about the Chiefs-Steelers preseason game a little bit and go back and forth, I'd be absolutely comfortable with that.
Well, this is going to drag on for a while. He's going to sue the league eventually. Al would love it.
So the game that we actually saw on Saturday between the Chiefs and the Steelers was an absolute nightmare. Like, it was just miserable. I can say that, right? We can be honest about this. I did the post-game show. Post-game show was fine. You know, I would have loved to have more stuff to talk about, but whatever. It was just very thin in terms of anything interesting. You got two drives of the Mahomes, the starting offense, and it didn't do anything great. At least last week, you got something out of the gate there, right? This was nothing from the offense. The defense played pretty well. Again, it wasn't incredible, and you only got the one drive from definitely from Clark and Okafor. I'm trying to remember if Jones was out there for the second drive. But, like, the specifics of the game aren't even the most difficult thing to get your head around right now. Like, I did 2 hours on it, you know, again, post-game on Saturday here on 810. And I'll do it again this Saturday for the third game, and I'm hoping for more from the starters. But the brutal thing is that as of, you know, halftime of that game, as everyone on the internet was weeping and gnashing their teeth, we were not even halfway through the preseason. And I had fun in training camp, and we got a few things here and there, and I had a good time. And around the preseason, it was nice to have a game be actually kicked off at Arrowhead. But man, I'm over the preseason. I wouldn't have needed another week of training camp. I don't need two more weeks of the preseason. I think I know what this team is, and I'm ready to see it. If you're going to say, well, what could you accomplish in this time? The defense on multiple occasions, Spagnuolo and members of the defense have talked a little bit about, you know, the communication aspect and where they go from here and how that needs to be established before they can be looking beyond this season. But, I mean, beyond this preseason. But, man, I don't know if I can even look for that, you know? I just want real football here so bad. I want to see Patrick Mahomes play a full football game. I'm sad. Beards make me laugh.
Where'd it go? Oh, no. You're not a true Raider until you sue the league. There's not been a lot so far. I'm having to go to, like, three different places.
Sounds like you're blaming this on extenuating circumstances. You're the Antonio Brown of this radio show.
Reddit, give me content better.
Yeah, hey, Reddit, give us content so we don't have to make it ourselves. Like, literally, the best things that I found from the preseason game, this is very on-brand for me, were literally my tweets. Because it was just jokes. And we're all laughing together on Twitter about the fact that that game stunk and none of us wanted to keep watching it. You know? I want to watch real football. I'm really excited about that. But how much Kyle Shermer can one man take? which, by the way, like, just because since we're here now, I don't know why Kyle Shermer is getting the reps over Chase Litton. And this is legit the conversation we're having. And in 2019, it doesn't really matter who the third quarterback for the Chiefs is because we've got a good number one to pay attention to.
Mr. Big Grievance.
He was going by Mr. Big Checks, right?
I thought it was Chest.
I think everyone thought it was Mr. Big Chest, and it was actually Mr. Big Checks, which would make more sense. Either way, Mr. Big Grievance is pretty funny. Do you have another one?
Hi, I'm a Raiders fan. Ask me anything.
I would partake in that AMA. I think that'd be fun. Just ask Raiders fans about their current state of mind. Like, should we run through some, like, preseason game storylines? Like, we can. I feel like I've gotten, like, I'm standing outside of a nice restaurant, and I can smell what's cooking, but I'm not allowed to taste it for two more weeks. And I can break down the smell. We can break down the scent coming from the kitchen. But we don't really know what recipe they're using. We don't really know what ingredients they're using. We don't really know what it's gonna taste like. I just know that it smells like steak and lobster.
By a vote of 6-3, the court rules against Mr. Big Chest. Also, in a rare double whammy decision, defending footballs is now punishable by death.
Wow. That's harsh. Was it? Can I get some music while I Google something here, Beards?
I think so.
I need to figure out. I thought it was established, Antonio Brown, Mr. Big. I thought it was established that he meant.
I don't know.
Checks.
The only Reddit posts I've seen have been Chest.
I mean, people have
other
said
than big
here
grievance,
Big Chest,
which was funny.
There's an article here from Business Insider, saying that no one can seem to agree if the new nickname is Mr. Big Chest or Mr. Big Checks. I think you said it in some audio. Could you, for next segment, Beards, find the audio and we'll play it here and let people decide on their own?
I'll see if I can find it.
You can.
Did you find it already?
Yes.
Can you tell me where it is?
Well, this is on Facebook. Just Google Antonio Brown, Mr. Big, and then you'll see some videos, and then you can probably download one of them. We don't have to do it until the next segment. We can use that to increase our time spent listening. But we will get to that momentarily. All right, so here's some things that I think I smell from the kitchen while only the sous chefs were in, and there were some, like, apprentices getting to do some of the cooking on Saturday. Even with all of that, there was still a smell out of the kitchen. And so here's what I think I know and what I think we learned a little bit of from the preseason game. Herb Miller might be legitimately the name of the game. And if that doesn't tell you how the game went, nothing can summarize it better than that. I think Herb Miller was the name of the game. He had two really nice plays. He's the cornerback, by the way. He's one of the guys down the depth chart a little bit that's fighting for that fifth, sixth spot. It's Herb Miller, DeMontre Wade, and the Clemson guy whose name is now escaping me, Mark Fields. Boom. We're officially at the point of the preseason where I know the names of all of the guys competing for the defensive back spots without Googling them. It's both a good and disastrous place to be.
So I looked at the video, and I think the one point of evidence that says Mr. Big Chest is the fact that it's like him after a workout or whatever, and he's just pointing the camera directly at himself.
Do you have the audio ready to play?
No, not yet.
Well, why would you bring it up? I was going to talk about sixth string defensive backs.
I got to download it.
Can you not just click? Can you not just pop up the computer and hit play? Like, if you just listen to it, it might work, right? We're going to have to listen to an Arby's ad first.
Well, I'd have to. I looked on my laptop first so I could find it.
Fine.
I'll get it.
The NCIS style, like, clickety clack of the keyboard as you're hacking into the mainframe was a nice touch, though. So literally, Herb Miller is like the first name in my Google Doc as I was taking notes from the game on Saturday. And it's because he had two really nice plays in the first quarter. He stripped the ball for a fumble, had a pass breakup. And he was like, oh, you know what? Herb Miller! And then he had a really bad angle or a really bad read on the rushing touchdown that the Steelers had. It was like, wait a second, why did that guy just walk into the end zone? It seems like a couple of people probably did the wrong thing there, but it seemed like Herb Miller definitely did. He had a great play on special teams right after that, and then he got Herb roasted on a big play just before the half. Feel free to boo me.
Boo!
And then he gave up a touchdown in the fourth quarter. So you got a ton of playing time, and he looked good and bad and ugly. And that's sort of the life of an NFL cornerback. So maybe there's something there. It's just really, really hard to evaluate from the broadcast footage and without having a larger sample size, larger context, and going up against backups. Like, he didn't get picked on by Big Ben. We were talking about Josh Dobbs and another dude whose name I completely forgot about who was third out of the gate. Because Mason Rudolph was first, and then it was Josh Dobbs, and then there was some other dude. It was a mess, man. And so, evaluating that is really hard. Devlin Hodges was the third quarterback. He went 2 for 4 for 38 yards. Threw that touchdown at the end. Devlin Hodges. Devlin Hodges played for Stanford. Now, you might ask, did you just say he played quarterback at Stanford? No. Samford. He must have been an undrafted free agent.
And Suns?
Right? Boo. All right, let's hear if Ben Roethlisberger said Mr. Big Checks or Mr. Big Chest.
Ooh. Call me Mr. Big Chest. Big Chest for now on. Big Chest Brown for now on. Don't even call me AB. Just call me Big Chest. Yeah, Mr. Big Chest.
I don't necessarily feel more confident either way. I think it's probably Big Chest, which makes even less sense. So Schefter tweeted that Brown wants to now be called Mr. Big Chest, but then 24 hours later, including ESPN's Golic and Wingo, suggested Brown might actually have been calling himself Mr. Big Checks. But most went with Chest, including UMBC Athletics and Pro Football Talk. It would make sense, though, because he was also looking for more money to be Big Checks. And this is the guy that we can't believe is continuing this helmet grievance. All right, I see your point from earlier, Beards. Fair enough. All right, you know what we're going to do? We've solved that mystery by not solving it. I've talked about Herb Miller. I do actually have things to say about Darwin Thompson, Tano Passanio, Mecole Hardman, Marcus Kemp. Let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we'll talk about all of those things. And I am going to make you believe that I have hot takes about Cody Thompson. We are going to get through this preseason together, and I am leading the charge. We are so close to real football. We're going to make it, but only because we're going to get through it together.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
In case you're wondering if you're listening to the best possible sports media right now, on NFL Network's Players Only show, they're debating if J.J. Watt never played another down, would he still be a Hall of Famer?
With Joshua Briscoe.
Are you crazy? Of course he would!
And, like, see, that's the thing, man. If you're sitting here going, God, that last segment
How's that even a debate?
That last segment was weird and bad. Well, bleep you. That's your option. Go to NFL Network.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Yes! Football! I didn't like the energy of that last segment. I want to be excited about some preseason football with some backups playing against other backups. So I said Beards as I cracked open a Quick Trip brand energy drink, which I will eventually crush over my forehead. I said, Beards, when we come back, I want NFL Films music. Then Beards responded, what did you say, Beards?
said, how epic do you want your NFL field to be?
And I said, I want to feel it in my nipples. NFL season is here. And if you're not excited about Herb Miller, you can change the channel. There's a burp and a growl at the same time. Turn it up! Feel it in your nipples! Tano Passanio is on the prowl.
For what?
Playing time. Not being a bust. Making the roster. Darwin Thompson is on the prowl, Beards.
Ask, you have to ask for
what?
Playing time!
Beards.
Is that likely?
Beards, you know who's on the prowl?
Who?
Mecole Hardman!
For what?
Playing time!
Beards.
Yes?
You know who's not on the prowl?
Who?
Marcus Kemp. He got hurt and it sucks, honestly.
It does suck.
I'm sorry, but Marcus Kemp getting hurt. It really is kind of sad. Like, his roster spot was safe and he had a really good camp. It's an ACL and MCL first reported by Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com and 810WHB.com.
Sad days.
Yeah, it's really sad. But you know what it is, Beards? You know what the sport is, Beards? The
what?
Sport they play? You know what it is?
Football?
Football! And you know what happens when somebody gets hurt in football, Beards? Do you know?
They rub dirt on it?
Next man up! No, you get surgery if you tear both ligaments in your knee. Again, it's very serious.
Are you sure dirt won't help?
No, absolutely not.
I keep hearing that.
No, that's ridiculous. And I in absolutely no way whatsoever have any intention of making light of Marcus Kemp's very serious injury. Honestly, it's very sad. But you know who's up now? You know who's up now in line behind Marcus Kemp?
No.
The next man! The next man is up, damn it!
Is that like cash considerations?
I think a player to be named later, honestly.
Okay.
Cash considerations are, like, that's a conditional draft pick, you know? I think those are kind of the same family. And the next man up and
cash
player
considerations
to be named later.
Is a future Hall of Famer, though, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. And usually the guys you can get in return for cash considerations are highbrow.
At the bottom of his pro football reference page, that just says Hall of Fame possibility 100%. 101, actually.
It's weird that they both have those on Pro Football Focus and Reference. Which one did you say? Doesn't matter.
I said Reference.
Great. It's weird that they have those on Pro Football Reference and also that they have a page for cash considerations and that they went to 101%. It's all kind of strange. Like, Tony Gonzalez is still
that
listed.
Makes sense.
He's listed at 98%. He's like, I don't know. What if they take him out someday? Cash considerations, 101%. They're in there for a second time. 1% of them is there a second time. They have 1.01
Laugh in the competition.
Busts. Absolutely. All right, so here's what we're gonna do. With this epic music behind us, continuing this whole segment, Beards, empty the NFL Films catalog.
I've got them color-coded.
Do you actually?
I do.
I'm going to tell you some things from the game that I think were interesting to me, and that's obviously subjective, and everything I say over the next 15 minutes has to be in the context of this is a preseason game. Cut the music really quick. Guys, this is the second preseason game.
Hang on. This one's too good for preseason music. No, I'm not going to use that one. No, I have that one specially labeled.
Oh, okay.
It's the best one.
Is that the one you feel in your nipples?
Yes.
I want that one!
But it's preseason, though.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you want a more preseason-y one?
Yeah, that's fine. This is absolutely the second game of the preseason as far as NFL film music. This one makes me see, like, a bunch of cartoon animals marching for some reason. Right?
It's pretty solid.
It kind of works. I don't know why, but that's absolutely what I hear. Blown up. Blown up. Blown up. Blown up. Blown up. Did I just make it Pony by Genuine? You could remix this with Genuine by Pony. What? Nope. Other way around. Pony by Genuine.
Don't know the song, so okay. I'll take your word for it.
You do. Killer music. It goes blomp, 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 blomp. Blomp. It's the only song. It's the song famous for its blomps. It's probably in the system. Look for Pony or Genuine, and it's not spelled how you would imagine it is.
Well, which word?
Genuine. Pony is spelled P-O-N-Y. It's 100% in this. We've had the same equipment for 20 years.
How's Genuine spelled then?
G-E-N-U-W-I-N-E, I think.
Nope.
Are you...
I don't see it.
I don't know how that's possible.
The only pony thing in here is pony-beatles-words, and I don't think that's the one you're looking for.
How is Pony by Genuine? First of all, how do you not know this song? And how is it not in the system?
I might recognize it, but I don't know it. Not by name.
It's Pony by Genuine!
Again.
Okay, pull it up. Go download it or whatever on the computer and play yourself the first few seconds over the air. Don't. For the first, you should be good for a second. You can say horny on the radio. I think that's the only... Well, if you're going to do it on your phone, then I can do it from my phone and just play it into my microphone. I want the people to hear it and to hear you recognizing it. You have to know this song. There's no way you don't know this song on any level. It feels impossible to me.
No, not YouTube video downloader.
I had things I wanted to say, and I just feel like at this point... I am a little concerned. Well, hold. Make sure that the video actually starts with music. Because this is the nightmare that we're doing. This is the unfiltered nightmare situation of like, well, how did you guys accidentally play an Arby's ad over the microphones in the station? Just confirm that you're good here, and then please play this so I can get to talking about Mecole Hardman.
Actually, it was going to be a protein shake ad.
Really? How long is that ad? Is that like a click after 5 seconds? Watch the full 15?
Yeah, it's a 5 second one. I'm just getting to the beginning of the song now. It's the music video, and it's like they're on a train or
bus. See, that's what I was concerned about, is you needed to just find one of those lyric videos that someone made in 2009. That probably would have saved us all some trouble here. You should know it by the first bwomp. Which is...
Vaguely.
I'm just going to let it play then for a minute. Because
the lyric just says weird, annoying burping sound.
So Mecole Hardman's going to be a legitimately enormous piece of this offense. No, let it play. We'll get to the chorus. And I honestly, you turn it up a little bit. We're really close to lyrics. Well, the chorus, I think you'll be in on. I was talking to Sterling earlier. His new show, The Homestretch, starts on ESPN Kansas City 4 to 6 today, replacing Almost Entirely Sports on ESPN Kansas City, where we started. And we're doing a little this or that thing, which is a fun bit. We might have him bring over here at some point. And he said, DeMarcus Robinson or Mecole Hardman. And I said Mecole Hardman with zero hesitation. Turn it up. Do you not know this? Do you genuinely...
The beginning was more familiar than the chorus is.
Bomp, 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 bomp. That's nothing to you?
The beginning more so, like I said. Do you need NFL Films music again?
Yeah.
Better?
Hop on it, my pony.
Oh, boy.
You can at least see why my particular brand of broken brain connected the two, right? Can I at least get that much from you, please?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll see that.
So not only do I if you were going to have me give some hot takes, which I'm pretty close to, we might do that. That might be like a week 3 or 4 of the preseason thing, a final week of the preseason. Once we get to like roster cutdowns and everything, once that all happens... Just one roster cut down now, but I might try to go like maybe 3 categories of like something that I legitimately expect to happen, something I believe to be a mid-level hot take, and then something that I think is just scorching heat. I would say a mid-level hot take. No, I would say an expected hot take is that Mecole Hardman has a larger role than DeMarcus Robinson on this team this year. He has a more unique skill set. And he's a better formed wide receiver than Tyreek Hill was his first season. because he actually played wide receiver in college. I would say somewhere between hot and surface of the sun scorching hot take is that Mecole Hardman could have a better season than Sammy Watkins. If that's sizzling, and I'm not sure I'd tell you to put money on it.
Is that just a durability thing?
No. No, and that's definitely part of it. And that's honestly, that's the reason that I think it's probably not a scorching take.
Or are you just saying, like, in a vacuum, 16 healthy games?
I would say, if I was going to give a scorching hot take, I would say that in 16 healthy games, you could see Mecole Hardman having at least as big an impact as Sammy Watkins. If Watkins were to stay healthy, I do think that his role is largely irreplaceable because it is the mid-range stuff and it's the screen stuff and all of that. And so, this is the most Pink Panther of all the NFL films
music.
I always
see James Bond.
That works. For me, it's Pink Panther for some reason. And then Genuine is there, and I don't know why. And so and also their roles are very, very different. I feel great, though, about looking, we did this last week, but like looking at the draft position in your fantasy leagues of Sammy Watkins versus Mecole Hardman, and certainly taking durability into account, Sammy Watkins scares me in that regard. And if he's healthy, he's going to have an irreplaceable role in this offense. And he's going to be a part of everything. Look, you can actually run an offense through a healthy Sammy Watkins. The guy closest to replacing him, like usage-wise, would probably be Travis Kelce. But I could see, and this is where this is maybe slightly more straight up and down, 16 healthy games of both of these guys, you want to give me a scorching hot take. I could see Mecole Hardman being the dude that just blows the lid off this offense. Where I think Sammy Watkins helps set the floor of it. So as long as you have Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce out there together, this offense is going to be functional. And with the two of them and Tyreek Hill, this offense is going to be damn good. Obviously, including Patrick Mahomes. And just kind of last year, yeah. Well, last year was damn good even whenever they lost Sammy Watkins, and they bounced back from that after a little bit. But I think Mecole Hardman, assuming a healthy Travis Kelce, I think you could see him in a more traditional wide receiver 2 role where he is just absolutely eating because teams are giving safety help to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and Sammy Watkins feasts in the short and mid-range stuff and in the screen game, and then Mecole Hardman can literally catch the ball anywhere because Patrick Mahomes can put the ball high in the air and Mecole Hardman can get there before the ball hits the ground most of the time. So I'm in on that a little bit in these unofficial hot take season. Here's a lukewarm take from something that was continuing through the preseason game. Tana Pastenue has a more impactful season than Breland Speaks does. Not fiery and not freezing, but I think the biggest thing there is about usage. Back towards the end of last season, before the Chiefs traded for Frank Clark, I told Seth that I would have liked to make a bet with him that Breland Speaks is a starting defensive end this year, because if he isn't, it's a horrible look. Now, he's not going to, clearly now, because they traded for Frank Clark and signed Alex Okafor. And it is a bad look for the sake of the pick. But still, it's a little surprising to me. And I think Tano Pastenue has a role in this defense that makes more sense than Breland Speaks at the moment. Pastenue can get kicked inside, and he's a length and speed problem. He can be on the edge and be a little bit of a strength and size problem. I don't know if Breland Speaks can do any of those things. And so we saw a little bit more from him again on Saturday, and that's encouraging. Maybe the most important thing, though, from the preseason game is that we saw Darwin Thompson look great again. Like, he was explosive when he had the ball, and he also didn't play in the second half, which makes me think that the Chiefs are very comfortable with where he's at. I still think it's complicated. Also, we didn't see, I don't know if we saw a carry for Tre'Mon Smith. We did not. That doesn't bode well for him. He's probably gone. Like, that's probably a nail in the coffin situation.
Although Josh Caldwell got picked up by the Bears, if anybody was following that story, hoping he would find another opportunity. Matt Nagy gave him one. And they didn't run the ball a ton, but Darwin Thompson got 4 carries, averaged 7.5 yards per carry. That wasn't with some big, terribly long run. Longest run of the night was 14 yards. He looked good doing it, too. The things we've seen from Darwin Thompson that have seemed like they're going to be the reason he can stick in the NFL have continued, and that's great news. I'm also not at a point where I expect him to take on a Kareem Hunt workload in his first year. In fact, let's play this game. Beards, can I get NFL Films music and also music for Googling something?
Oh, you sure can.
Let's see. Kareem Hunt, college stats. Darwin, thank you. I theoretically could have looked this up sooner, but a good portion of my existence is done on the fly.
And on air?
Yes. I don't think they even have Darwin Thompson's, like, JUCO numbers. Hey, there's some, like, dueling horn things going on there. It's kind of interesting. Blomp, blomp. It needs more blomp, blomp. And I found what I was looking for. Thank you, music. Kareem Hunt had 782 collegiate carries at Toledo. And it was really every year. Like, he had 137 as a freshman, 205 as a sophomore, 178 as a junior, 262 as a senior. Darwin Thompson, I literally don't know what to do with the, like, JUCO stats, because I could look for those harder. But last year at Utah State, he had 153 carries, and that was his junior season. You're looking at what would have been Kareem Hunt's fewest carries since his sophomore season, and this is after 2 years at the JUCO level, and then 1 year getting 150 carries and having 23 receptions at a small school. That's the reason, more than anything else at this point, that I don't really feel like there's an argument to have right now for him being a starting running back on this team. This music, this one's a bit much. I don't care for this one.
It's fine.
This is a little too horny.
You want a different one?
It's fine. We can power through the...
There's only 20 seconds left.
We can power through 20 more seconds of horniness. Tromboniness? Is that worse?
What about tubiness?
Tubiness is pretty good. Sexuality? Is there a sax in there?
I don't think so.
I'm definitely afraid. I feel like now I've crossed the line, I'm afraid to go back to trombone. Oh, man, I've committed to the bit. We're almost through the segment. So I don't think that Darwin Thompson... I don't think it's reasonable to ask him to be this team starting running back week one. Or week 10. But you look at a guy in Damian Williams who's not had an absolute ton of NFL carries. Like, he was obviously the guy for the last half of the season last year. And even that is a little bit of a committee situation, and certainly he picked up after Kareem Hunt got the boot. He actually only started 3 of those games last year. Interesting. Those two guys, I think, can share the load of an NFL season, especially one that does have the ball going elsewhere a little bit of that time. If you wanted to have that lead you to the argument for why Carlos Hyde does have a spot on the Chiefs, I get it. But over the week in training camp last week, the running backs coach, David McAuliffe, and offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, former running back guy, obviously, former running back coach, so probably running back guy, both, when asked about Carlos Hyde, essentially said he's a veteran. Like, that was the praise. And if your best trait as a running back in the NFL in 2019 is the fact that you're a veteran, that doesn't bode very well. And that veteran put the ball on the ground on Saturday.
But he has done this before, right? So I can see that argument.
He's a veteran.
Because he's a veteran. I can see that argument a little bit. I won't be absolutely floored if he makes the team. If you said right now, does he, I would lean towards no. You just get to the roster cutdown day, and everybody's healthy, and you move on. Darrell Williams could do a handful of those things at a lesser price in a younger age. Sort of my hunch at this point. But that committee will work just fine, and Darwin Thompson has clearly like shown you his place in it. And I think that's been the question mark, and also the thing you could ask for. Is does Darwin Thompson make sense getting a big chunk of this role? How big can that role be? I think we found out it's sizable. And so that's all really good. That's all positive. Everything else from the preseason game, I feel like we've more or less exhausted. But that was like 20 minutes of NFL Films music-assisted preseason talk.
And Pony.
And also Beard's discovering the song Pony by Genuine for the first time. At how old are you?
I'm 26.
I'm going to put out a poll at JB Briscoe. Do you know the song Pony by Genuine? And we're going to see how much of a minority you're in, Beards. It'll also
That's
be...
Okay.
No, I mean, I know that it's okay. I'm just saying, I want to get a metric for that. We will also talk to Matt Derrick. We won't. Not tonight. Or ever again.
I texted him earlier.
How's he doing?
He's doing all right.
Good.
Busy.
Too busy for you?
Yes.
Just looking to hang out?
Not quite. Over the phone, yes.
Do you want to chat with him? Do you want to catch up?
Well, not me. Somebody else. I was trying to book him.
For just a person in your life that wanted to chat with Matt Derrick?
Yeah.
It's like sort of like you meet a celebrity. And it's like, hold on. Let me face my friend.
Yep.
But with Matt Derrick. And he turns you down?
Yeah, he's busy.
Matt Derrick hates his fans. You heard it here first, folks. Matt Verderam of Fansided. We'll talk to him in about 10 minutes, and I will ask him if he knows the song Pony by Genuine, and I think he's going to be floored that Beards didn't. So you have that to look forward to in 10 minutes. Whenever I come back from break here in a couple of minutes, who knows what will happen? Probably more NFL Films music.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Some of you guys suck.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I love most of you.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Pulls up at JB Briscoe on Twitter. I tweaked the wording. Are you surprised specifically that Beards McFly didn't know Pony by Genuine? Now, if you put a gun to my head and said, name a second Genuine song, I would reach up and pull the trigger for you. Just to get it over more quickly. Because I don't know. Also, it would be just such a wild thing to murder someone about. Never thought about how crazy that whole game is of like, gun to your head, what do you do? We were talking about chicken during the commercial break because this is this show and it's me and Beards. Reed will be back whenever he feels better. He's sick. Sounds like he might be out tomorrow also.
Sounds like he needs an IV of chicken.
An IV of chicken is sort of...
It's just a tube that vials chicken strips like right into your mouth.
Okay, that's better than what I was imagining. It's either way, it's a very challenging sort of concept.
No, I don't want to shoot chicken strips directly into my bloodstream.
Are you sure that you, Beards McFly, wouldn't want that on level?
Even I know. It's not. Then I wouldn't be able to taste it.
All right, let's do this. What's your favorite dipping sauce of all of
the barbecue
chicken? At Slim Chickens?
Yes.
Slim Chickens regular barbecue is what you're saying.
Yes.
I freaking, listen here, I love Slim Chickens more than I love my family, but I think the regular barbecue is extremely good, but merely decent juxtaposed to the spicy barbecue, which is like opening a portal in your mind to another delicious universe. Have you given the spicy barbecue another chance recently?
I'm not a huge spicy person.
It's not overwhelming though. Like it's not gonna distort your chicken experience. It's just got another thing in it that elevates. Give another shot next time.
Okay.
Do that for me. So here's the question. Would you want an IV of barbecue from Slim Chickens. Like, if we're like, we're losing him! We're losing him, damn it! What do we do? I will burst into the hospital with one single dipping cup of Slim Chickens barbecue, throw that into an IV bag, maybe a little water to make it easier to go through the tube right into your veins. I think you're popping back up to life.
Do I get the chicken to go with it?
I think you have to. Right? Yeah, I'll run in. I love the idea of bursting into a hospital just with a to-go box of chicken. You know how, like, you can...
Here's 60 cc's of chicken!
Right.
Stat!
Right. That's kind of how I feel right now. I kind of feel like I need 60 cc's of chicken, stat.
That sounds so good.
I know it does. You know what I think the singular worst thing about doing this show until 10 o'clock every night is?
Is that we can't go and get it right afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
If Slim's was literally open till 10:30, like, you could go pick it up. I could post the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We could have Slim Chickens for dinner. But so it closes at 10.
Shame.
You could have just played the lighter. I wouldn't have had to.
Well, I've got them full with the stuff to go to break.
So we don't have enough for NFL Films music is what you're telling me? You know, not enough carts available? I was talking to a friend of mine who also works in radio. Not sports radio, though, so it's okay. About radio equipment. Don't everybody turn your volume up all at once. But I was trying to explain to him this system that we use for ads and everything. And I looked into it, and I don't know this 100% factually. I would need someone who was alive in the 1800s. I would need the aforementioned Bob Barker to come hang out and tell me about this. But it looked like...
He's alive, by the way.
Who is alive. Bob Barker, breaking news, shwoosh, Bob Barker is trending on Twitter and not dead, which is stunning. If you're going to play a game of like, hey, who's a celebrity that you thought was alive who's actually been dead for 10 years? Bob Barker's the number one overall draft pick. Who's second? And is it Artie Lang?
I'll say maybe Betty White, but she's like...
She's famously still alive, though. Bob Barker could have quietly died, I feel like. I could have missed it. It happened on a Saturday. I wasn't looking at my phone. Oh, yeah, Bob Barker. Oh, wow. He died in 2007. Oh. So Bob Barker's alive. Oh, I believe that Maestro, the equipment, the system running, I believe it was like legitimately... It might have been like the first... software program to start replacing like the cart system and all of that.
That makes sense.
It's kind of interesting.
For us. Maybe if Jason's listening.
That's a great point. No, I was narrowcasting just then. We talked about Mecole Hardman over NFL Films Music, and then I decided to do a show for literally four people. I'm counting Lebo also.
Yeah, probably.
If you work at 810, the thing that I just said was interesting. Matt Verderim will make it more interesting with us on here next on Sports Radio 810. I can't even speak anymore. That's how sad it's gotten for me.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.